Here's what President Trump said going into the meeting about the need for a ceasefire. Let's roll that tape.
I want to see a ceasefire rapidly. I don't know if it's going to be today, but I'm not going to be happy if it's not today. Everyone said it can't be today, but I'm just saying I want the killing to stop. I'm in this to stop the killing.
Obviously, the ceasefire didn't happen. Last night, Russia launched more than 60 aerial attacks across Ukraine, killing at least 5 people, injuring 11. President Trump had said if he didn't like what he was hearing in the meeting, he would walk out. Why didn't he, once it became clear Putin was not going to agree to a ceasefire, which would end the bloodshed now?
Jake, the one thing, we were there as a mediator, so we were obviously advancing the Ukrainian view. The one thing that the president cannot agree to on behalf of the Ukrainians is any sort of land swap. That is for the Ukrainians. They've asked us or stated that to us, and the president is respectful of it. But that's why we're moving so quickly to a meeting on Monday at the Oval Office with President Zelensky. That being said, we covered almost all the other issues necessary for a peace deal. So I described the ceasefire as the interim move where you would then negotiate towards a peace deal. We made so much progress at this meeting with regard to all the other ingredients necessary for a peace deal that President Trump pivoted to that place. Now, we're not waiting a week for a meeting with President Zelensky and the European leaders, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. We're going into a meeting with them within 48 hours of ending this meeting in Alaska. So we are intent on trying to hammer out a peace deal that ends the fighting permanently, very, very quickly, quicker than a ceasefire.